Okay, today's Daf Lamed of Masechtas Tumur. We're on Chav Tes Amid Beis. We're gonna go four lines down where the lines are wide. We're middle of a machlokas. If somebody goes over to his wife and says, you know, let's be together, and she says, I'm a nida, and he says, so what? I'll give you a tleh. If you have relations with me, I'll give you a sheep. Is that sheep an esnan sheep? Because in other words, is the wife right now? She's also to him. But she's not always usher to him, so that's a machlokas. Some said yes, it's usher because it's a toeva, and some said no, it's not usher because she's not a zona. It's not a zona. You're doing something wrong. But she's not a zona. So each one said toeva, and therefore it's a problem, and one said but she's not a zona, so it's not a problem, right? That's a machlokas that we had yesterday. So we'll pick up v'rav hai toeva my avidle. So what does it do with the word toeva? He holds it's not a problem. So I said toeva, still a toeva. Mibarle the kedabaya. He uses it for Abaya's vart. Dharma Abaya, zona ovedes kochavim, a zona who's a goy, non-Jew, esnana usser. That esnana is usser. He gives her a sheep. She wants to bring it as a carbon. She can't. Ineligible. Why? It's an esnan payment. My taima. What's the reason for that? Ksev hachatoeva. Uksev hasam kikol asher yasin and kol tov asael. Ma lahalan arayis she'e kedushin tov zimba. Arayas are not Kedushin Tofsin. You can't marry your mother. It doesn't work. So you can't marry a goy. It doesn't work. It's like Kedushin with a goy. That's such a person like that, Esnan applies. Where am I? Hakanami and Kedushin Tofsin Ba. So too with a goy, not Kedushin Tofsin Ba. Then I'm...
I'm not confused completely.
Why?
Because we haven't explained yet what a zoner actually is.
It's a very good question. But Shal Shur, this guy asked me the same thing. He asked me an excellent question, and the whole night I'm thinking about that question, I don't have an answer. But one
categorize what it means.
We'll get to that in a second. Then Abaye made another statement. The Kohen, a Kohen, Sheba Oleha, if a Kohen who has higher standards is Mizane with a goy, in loka Allah Bishum Zona. A Kohen is not allowed to be with a Zona. And if it's with a goy, doesn't get Malchus for that. Why not? My time, why not? Damar Koli Chal Zaro. Don't be machalal. Don't defile your children, your seed. That means that the child will be called after you. If a kohen hooks up with a non-Jewish woman, a zona, not a zona, whatever, and they have a child, that child's not even Jewish.
Right.
So that can't be a problem of yichus. We have no yichus. It's only a problem if it's a Jewish woman. Then you have yichus problems, right? Fine. Then Abaye says a third statement. Zona Yisraelis esnena mutter. A zona of a Jewish zona esnena mutter.
Wow.
If you pay a Jewish woman to be mezana with you as a zona, she's allowed to bring that for a carbon. So what the whole esnan apply? Only by Goyim, according to Abaye.
Yeah.
Only by Goyim. Why is it mutter?
Not by Goyim.
What?
Not by Goyim.
Right. Matam, why is that? Dakadushin Tovzimba. Because the Kedusha could work. I can marry this girl. I don't want to marry her. Right? So since it could work, since I could marry her, therefore if I gave her a sheep, that sheep is not a vote. That sheep is not us to the Mizbeach.
Because you could marry her.
Because you could marry her. So therefore she's not a zona.
Okay.
The Kohen Sheba Oleha, and if a Kohen is Mizana with her, he will get Malchus. Loki Mishum Zona. He will get Malchus. My time of why? The Hazar Miyuchazachrav. Because that's a valid marriage. It could be a valid marriage, and the children are going to be miyuchas after him, and they'll be Jewish kids, and therefore that's a problem. Okay, that's all Abaya. Rava Amar, wait a minute. What? That's what he uses with the word toeva, that it only applies by a goy. V'Rava Amar, echadzeh v'echadzeh, doesn't make a difference, whether it's a Jewish zona or a non-Jewish zona, esnana usser. Esnan is usher. Abaye is very, very makel on what esnan means. Rava says, calm down. Any person who's a zona is an esnan's usher. What?
Jew
or not. The Kohen, haba aleha, loki mishum zona. And if a Kohen has mezana with a goy, of course he gets malchus for that. She's a zona. My time of why? Yalfi men adati. They learn out from each other. Ma zona yisraelis belav. Just like a Jewish girl's alav. Av zona v'chum belav. So too, a goy is also belav. What's the difference? Belav means you get malchus. Ma esnan zona. Oved is chavim aser. So the esnan of a goy is aser, Af Ethan Zon Israel is Usher. So too the Ethan of a Zon of Israel is also Usher. What's the difference? Says Rava. What's the difference? Now, Rava didn't mention anything about the Kohen. Rava just argued with the Bayan on one point. The point was a Jew. A Jewish Zona. We haven't defined what a Zona is. And that's what he asked me about Shalosh Shudas. We haven't defined what a Zona is, and I'm not sure we are going to define it. We're going to define what a Zona is not. That's what we'll see in a minute. Now, Meisvei, there's a Brice that says the following. It says, Echad Zona Overes Kochavim, whether it's a Goy, Ve'echad Zona Yisraelis, or whether it's a Jew, us, it's not an Usher. The payment's Usher. You cannot pay it for a carbon. So to you have to die by it. It's a Kashan Abaya. Abaya said, only by Goyim it's a problem, not by Jews. And he see even by Jews. How's Abaya going to get out of that? Amalach Abaya. Okay, so there's a girsa change over here. So I'm going to read it the way the Masifta has the girsa. Ready? So Amalach Abaya. Ki katani ha. When that Bryce is said that even Jewish Arayas is a problem, even Jewish Zone is a problem, that's Ba'arayas she'ein kedushin tofsin behen. That's an Arayas where kedushin is not tofes. For example, you hire your mother. You hire your mother to be mezana with you. You give her a sheep. Can she bring that sheep? Of course not. Why? Because there's no kedushin, just like a goy. That's a bias. That's what that bryce meant, not a kash on me. I said only applies by goyim. I have to change that. It applies by goyim and any Jew that you can't marry. Meaning, your mother, your sister, these kinds of people, you can't marry them. Okay? Now, says the Gemara, one second. But Abaya, you were busy with Kohen. Voktani Sefer, but you said in the Sefer, Almana, but it says in the Sefer of this Brisa, Almana le Kohen Gadol, Grusha vechalutza le Kohen Hedyot, Esnan Aser. Those situations, the Esnan's Aser. A Jew, we're talking about Jewish people. A Kohen, Mizana, Kohen Gadol, Mizana with an Almana, and it gives her a payment, that payment's Aser. That condition's Chal. The condition works, and you're not allowed to marry that person, but it works. A Kohen marrying a Grusha or a Chalutza, the condition works. It's a Chal condition. Yeah, you're not supposed to do it, it's a Veyra to do it. But the condition works. Unlike your sister, the condition doesn't work. You give your sister money for a ring, it doesn't work. A Kohen gives a ring to a Grusha, it works. They're married. So, you're telling me you're talking about Kedush, so about situations where the Kedush is not Toface, but in that very price, we're talking about Kedush is Toface. So it's a kash, the kash is back on you, Abaya. You said only applies by Goyim. Or people with the Kedush is not Toface, what about the Sefer? Sefer talked about Almana and Gerush and Chalutz, it is Toface. So Abaya said, I have an answer for that. Hamani, Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva. That the Amar ain't Kedushin Tofesin b'chayve lavin. He holds the Kedushin not Tofes on that. Rabbi Kiva holds the Kedushin is not Tofes on any chayve lav. We don't hold like that. Rabbi Kiva held like that. So Abaya says, this price is going like Rabbi Akiva, and I hold like that. Kamash Malan, the whole Zona, any Zona, lo tafsi b'kedushin, any Zona that Kedushin is not Tofes, dumya da'almana, the lo tafsi b'kedushin. Okay? Very good. So far we answered Abaya's kasha. Now, what? That just like an almana, that kedushin's not toface. So too, why is it not toface? Because Rabbi Akiva holds it's not toface. Rabbi Akiva happens to hold that, so it's not toface. So any kedushin that's not toface, the taka, even if it's a Jew, it'll be an esnan. That's what Abaye says. He started off by saying only by goyim, and he changed it now. It's goyim, and anybody, any Jew, that kedushin's not toface. Who does that include? Well, according to Rabbi Akiva, it includes everybody. According to Rabbi Akiva, it includes any relationship. We don't hold like that. We hold it only includes really serious ones, a mother, a sister. But Rabbi Akiva held it includes even a grusha to a kohen. So we don't hold like that. But Abaye said, if you hold like that, okay, very good. Now, Ula Rava, according to Rava, who held, what did Rava hold? Rava held any time someone's usher, that renders the sheep an ethnon sheep. Any time the relationship's usher, right? So if that's true, why are you picking, of all cases, an almana and a kohen gadol? Why'd you pick that case? The Brice, Ula Rava, Maishna Nitani Kigon, almana le kohen gadol. For example, almana le kohen gadol. Such a random case. How many kohen gadols are there? There's only one person in the whole world, a kohen gadol at a time. And he can't marry an almana. That's such a random case. Dumya, so the answer is, I'll tell you why. Dumya dalmana, ma almana lo laki, ad masriba, just like almana. Listen to what Rava's saying. This is going to define a zona. Just like an almana. If a kohen marries an almana without hasra, does he get malchus?
Without hasra, probably not.
No. The answer is no. Any lav in the Torah, he has to get malchus.
Now he gets malchus in the first place.
Let's say he does. But what if he's no warning? No hasra. Right? If he doesn't know hasra, everyone's been, he's by the chuppah with his kohen gadol, and he's marrying this almana, and no one said to the bet, you don't want to do this. You know, if you do this, you're going to get malchus. It's a big avera. No one said a word to him. He doesn't get malchus. Right? Af zona. So too a zona. Ad yomar heilach. Until he says to her, right? Af zona. The S is not usser. Until he says to her, here's this tleh in exchange for this,
for the act.
For this hookup we're going to have now. Here's a tleh in exchange for this act, right? And therefore, he's by saying that, he's recognizing that she's a zona.
Right.
By saying, here's a payment for your act of having relations with me. By saying that, what's he saying? He's makir, she's a zona.
Or if she says no.
No. As opposed to, la'afuk, af zona d'amal ha'elach. La'afuk ed Rabbi Elazar. But Rabbi Elazar said, the Amar, Rabbi Elazar, Habpanoi halba al panuya, shalo l'shem ishus, asa zona. What if a man goes to the bar and picks up a woman, and she happens to be Jewish, and they spend the night together? He didn't say, I'm paying you. Just about taiva. Says Rabbi Elazar, she's a zona now. She becomes a zona. What kind of thing was that? Says Rabbi, I don't agree with that. She's not a zona. You know how you become a zona? When I say I'm paying you. That makes her into a zona. That makes the animal into an esnan. But a stam, a guy hooks up with a girl, don't say a word. A stam top two bali taiva. And then he leaves her a sheep as a gift. He was so happy with the way it went last night. That's not an esnan. You know why? Because she's not a zona. Rabbi Lazar says, no, she is a zona. Anytime a man, what does it mean she's a zona? What are the ramifications of that? Well, she can marry a koi now. And she has a shame of a zona. Nobody wants the daughter to walk. Oh, she's a zona. Nobody wants that.
So one second. So in the case of a isha that's a nida, she would be a zona.
What?
And according to this, the case of an isha.
We're all in the other world where she's not a zona.
Right.
So why not? Because she's not a zona. You're not paying her.
No,
even if you said that, she's not a zona. I'm not talking about it. Put your wife aside. We're talking about a single girl. What's a zona? The guy asked me by Shal Shos. What's a zona? So I said, I don't know what a zona is, but I know what a zona is not. A zona is not if you don't pay her. That's not a zona. Right. Rabbi Loza said it is a zona. Even if you don't pay her, it's a zona. Why? What are you doing with some random woman? Not allowed to do that. You've been some random. Now, where does the Torah not allowed to do it? Doesn't say anywhere. It's not really this is the right. It's for a man and a woman to just. But we don't do that today. Not recommended. It's also the Rabbanon for sure. Maybe the right. The point is, says Rabbi Loza, that makes her into a zona. Says Rabbi, no. You only become a zona if you pay her. Hey, Lach, he say to her, by the way, for this transaction, I'm going to leave you this amount of money, a sheep, whatever. That's a zona. You don't stop, pay somebody. What about not paying? No. Says Rabbi Elazar, yeah, that makes it to a zona also. Because what are you doing? Says Rabbi, I don't agree with that. So therefore, the only time it's going to be a zona is if you pay. If you said in advance, I'm making a payment. Just like an almana. Now, there's no hasra here. Because there's no hasra. The point is, no one's getting malchus. The point is, can she bring the sheep as a carbon? The answer is no. Right? The answer is no. It depends. So the Bezin will say, okay, the carnival, she comes, she walks in with a sheep, so who are you? She said, how did you get the sheep? He said, oh, well, let me tell you what happened. I was in a bar the other night, and I met this wonderful guy, and we spent the night together, and in the morning, he left me the sheep. What a nice guy. Then according to Rava, they could bring it, and according to Balasa, they can't. But if she says, he paid me for this, according to nobody, can she bring it? Right? Now, Aval, but, listen to this. Aval, but, where am I? Aval, Zeheka, the zona meikara, but if she has a shingle on her front porch, and she's a zona, and that's her job, that's her profession, and she's a shingle like that, then, hachinami to usher. Everybody would agree to usher.
Sure.
What? That's her profession, right? Lashon Acher, another version. Ki katani ha, when the bride has said that the esnan of a zona, a Jewish zona is barayis she'en kedushin tovsimba. It's arayis where the kedushin is not tofes. V'hadik Tani Seifa Amana LeKohen Gadol Grusha V'luchos LeKohen Hedyot Esnana Asur V'hani Kedushin Tovsimba. But the condition works. The condition works. So what's the problem? Hamani, we said before, it's Rabbi Akiva who holds the condition doesn't work. Now we're going to say a different thing. Hamani, Rebbe Lazar, he, it's Rebbe Lazar. Amar who said, Pani Habal Panuya, if a single man has a relation with a single woman, Shalo L'Shem Ishus, not for Ishus purposes, Asa Zona. He renders her a Zona. Right?
Even if she's not paying.
What?
Even if she's not paying or giving anything.
Correct. Correct. But he gave her something, otherwise how would it be a carbon? He gave her something. But he gave it to her afterwards as a gift. It wasn't a payment. It was just, it felt so good. So but the Chacham argue on that. Rava argued on that before, right? And then it would not render her a zona because there was no payment. It was just he gave her a gift. Right? E Rebbe Lazar Ma'il Yalmana. So if it's Rebbe Lazar, what do you need Almana for? Nisni Pnuya, it could be any woman. He holds any time a man and any woman have the hookup together, he renders Arizona. So why are you picking Almana, the Kohen Gadol? So the Gemara says, Almana Istricha. So I would have thought, Hol Ubinyan Avu, Almana is the paradigm. Avil, I'm not sure what that means, Binyan Avu. It's a paradigm. It's the main weird place we learned it out. You know? That even in Esnan and a Kohen Gadol is a problem. Why? Because Binyan Avu, it's a Binyan Av. What does that mean, Binyan Av? Lo nisteru, it shouldn't be usher. Kamash mal, it's usher. I'm not 100% sure what's the binyanav, what that means. It doesn't mean binyanav like a normal binyanav.
It is, isn't it? It's the example that you use for every other example. The binyanav is...
What does that mean?
In this specific case?
Yeah, what does that mean, binyanav over here? And therefore it should be mutter. What does that mean? I'm not sure what that means. Okay. Next we said, Hamal chaveiro. If someone says to his friend, Helecha Tlezet, you bring your shifcha, this is in the Mishnah yesterday, you bring your shifcha, hook up your shifcha with my Eved. So we said that's an Esnan. It's an Esnan, there's nothing wrong with that, it's mutter. A shifcha can, and an Eved is mutter. Even an Eved Ivri is mutter.
Right.
So, HaShifcha LeEved Mishra Shabi, it's mutter. Right? Amar Avuna, Etz Loka Amar. No, what he really meant was that the shifcha should hook up with himself, with the master. That's what he really meant. Vahaktani Eved, but it said it's Eved. Lishna Ma'al Yehu Kamar. He was using a euphemism. Says Rashi, unbelievable Rashi. Lishna Ma'al Yehu, the Eved Hainu Aver. The Eved means his organ. Ha Mishamesh, Kach Shamati. That's what he meant to say. Hook up, I want you to bring your Shifcha to my Taiva. That's what he really meant to say. We mean me. He used Eved as a euphemism. So that's a problem. Why? Because it's us at her.
Right?
Okay. Ihachi, my time with the Rebbe. Then how can Rebbe hold this mutter? In the Mishnah, Rebbe said it's not a problem. How can he hold this mutter? Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak, Olam Eved. It's really not talking about himself. It's talking about an Eved. Tchi Katani be Eved Ivri. It's an Eved Ivri. Ihachi, my time with the Rabbanan. Shivcha le Eved Ivri, Mishur Shari. It's mutter. A Shivcha and an Eved Ivri is mutter. So, Hachamai Eskina can go to Leslai Isho Banim. He didn't have any children. He didn't have a wife and children. The only time an Eved Ivri is allowed to marry a Shifcha is if he's already married. If he's single, not allowed to. Right? What's the reason for that? What's the reason? Why is it only an Eved Ivri that's already married can have a Shifcha?
You don't want to stay with her.
What?
You don't want to stay with her.
Better than that. The kids belong to the Baal.
Regardless.
So really, it's a way...
It's belong to the Baal regardless.
Right. So it's a way for the Baal to make money, to have more slaves.
Right.
So why? So the Eved Ivri is suffering. He's a vehicle of the Baal getting rich because he did an Aveira. He stole, whatever it is, he's poor. So why only if he's married? So the answer is, I saw this one of those Muslims farm, the answer is because an Eved Ivri, if he's not married, he'll come to think this is his wife.
What?
Because he's not married. He'll come to think this is his wife. He has children with her. She's a gut. She's a gut. No, that's not what he said at all. But if he's already married, he already has a wife. He already has a Jewish wife. And this is just for the master to make her have children. Not that he'll become attached to her. It's a different part. The attached to her, he's already married. So he's already married. He's never going to think for a moment, this goy is my wife. But if he's never married, maybe she's my wife.
But she's half a Jew.
What? Fine, but she's a goy.
She's half a Jew.
I understand, but she's not really Jewish. She's half a Jew. He's full Jew. Okay. Anyway, V'atanya, Ein Lo Isha, the Tanya, Ein Lo Isha, Ubanim, ein rabba mazal shivcha kenaris. Yesh lo ishu banim, rabba mazal shivcha kenaris. So there's a machlokes when you can give the shivcha to the Eved Ivri. Some say only if she's married, and some say if she's not married. That's what they're arguing about. Okay. Ezehu mechir kelev. What's a mechir kelev? Right? What's a mechir kelev? A mechir kelev is, you have an animal, and you have a dog, and you exchange the dog for an animal. Right? Cool. That animal can't be brought on the Mizbeach. Because it's been exchanged for, nothing to do with the Zona. Nothing to do with the Zona. A totally unrelated case. It's in the same pasuk in the Torah, but it's unrelated thing. It's exchanging a carbon for a dog for a carbon. You cannot bring that animal as a carbon. Not the dog. The dog's not kosher. Only a dog, and only if you exchange it for a carbon. What?
Why is that?
That's what the Torah says. Why is that? The Ebenezer says it's a bezayin.
Bezayin for who?
For the carbon, for the Beis HaMikdash. Right? The Ralbag says that dogs are steeped in Mishkav Zachar and all these bad kinds of traits, and therefore the animal that it was exchanged for it has a remnant of a dog, and therefore it can't be brought.
Only a dog.
Can't be a lion. Only a dog. So Ezehu Mechir Kelev. What's a Mechir Kelev? Homo L'Chaveiro. Guy says to his friend, Helech Tled Zeh Tachas Kelev. You have a dog. I have a sheep. You need a sheep. I need a dog. Let's change it. You say that sheep cannot be brought as a carbon. V'chein, shnei shutfen she'chalku. You have two partners. Listen to this. Echad not alasara. One took 10 sheep. V'echad tisha v'kelev. And one took 9 sheep plus a kelev. So Reuven has 10 sheep. Shimon has 9 sheep plus a dog. So, k'neged she'kelev asar. All 10 of Reuven's can't be brought as a carbon. All 10. Why don't we say one for one? And if only one can't be brought, the Gemara has to answer that question. Fish ima kelev mutter. But the other 9 with the kelev, they can be brought. Why not? Right? Now, if someone says a very funny thing, he says, esnan hakelev. Right? I will give you a sheep if you let me spend the night with your dog. Or, he says, umechir zono. Or he says, I want to exchange my dog for a zona. Something like that. Mechir zona. Not a dog, a sheep. He's exchanging a sheep for a zona on some crazy thing. Hare el mutarin. That's all mutter.
Change the word. That's what
Shenemar. Why is that mutter? Shenemar, because it says, Shnayim. It says in the Torah, Shnayim. Where the Torah says, Lo savi esnan zona, umechir kelev. Beis Hashem alakecha, kitovas Hashem alakecha, gam shnehem. They're both no good. Only 2 things are no good. Shnayim, velo arba. Only 2 things are a problem, not 4 things. Uvladosei and mutarin, the vlads of these animals are mutter, because it says in the Torah, hein, velo, vladosei. Them, and not their offspring. Fine. Very good. Now, what? It doesn't say hein in the Torah.
That's what you're learning out.
What? Only them and not their children. Joshua, them and not their children.
What
means only 2 cases are usher. An ethan zona and a mechir kelev. Not an ethan mechir and a zona kelev or these other crazy things. Those are not usher. So if you said I want to exchange a zona for a dog, no, I'm sorry. If you say I want to exchange a sheep so I could be with a dog, that's not, the sheep doesn't become usher. The dog's not a person. The dog's not a zona. So you're not normal. But
according to the article,
fine. The dog is for the zone. That's fine. It's still not a problem. It's not a problem. It's not a person. Now, Tana Rabbanan, Mechir Kelev Zeh Chilufei Kelev. Mechir Kelev is the exchange of a dog. V'chein Omer, it says, Timcha Imcha Ba'lo, to Pasuk and Tehillim, Timcha Amcha Ba'lo Hon, V'lo Ribisa B'mechir Rehem, meaning exchanging. Ema Esnan Kelev, maybe an Esnan of a Kelev is also a problem. Not sure what that means. A payment for a dog. Anyway, im kain, lo karvat tlasa. And there are 3 things he can't do. The gam shneim velo shlosha. It says in the Torah, gam shneim. Only those 2, not 3 things. Mi kamrinan anan esnan u'mechir. I think I was talking about esnan and mechir. Esnan velo mechir kamrinan. The Torah says esnan V'lo mechir. Right. One second. Mikarminan etnan ethnan mechir. You think I wanted to make also ethnan kelev and all? You think I wanted to aser ethnan kelev? No. Ethnan v'lo mechir karminan. I was talking about asering an ethnan kelev and not a mechir kelev. So the Gemara says, Im kain, name a karot lo tovi ethnan zona v'kelev. Then it should have said ethnan zona v'kelev. Midichsev ethnan zona u'mechir kelev. Shamina, two different things. Mechir kelev has nothing to do with ethnan. Happens to be it's in the same pasuk. Hashut v'shechalku echad notel. So what does the Gemara say? Two partners, says 19 sheep and one dog. One gets 10 sheep, one gets 9 sheep and a dog. So the halacha is, all 10 of those sheep are usher. Why? Because each one of those 10 can be exchanged for the dog. Why? Why should that be? V'nefek chadu lahadi kalba v'hanach kula tishteri. What do you mean? Take one sheep out, and then the other 9 sheep are good. Right. Just like the other 9 sheep are good. Plus the dog. The dog's not good. So you have 9 for 9. Why does one dog become opposite all 10 sheep?
Because in greater.
And one second. No, just the opposite.
Why? Because it was.
That's the Gemara answers, because that dog is worth more than every sheep. That's the Gemara. Hacha mayaskinan, kigon de tafi, de me kelev, michad minayhu. Each dog, the dog, is worth more than every sheep. So every sheep is really now, you can't take one sheep off.
So why did the partner take a dog?
I don't know.
It's assuming there's a 50-50 partnership, and then...
V'hai tufna de kelev, shadi bikulu, the value of the dog is worth all of them. That's why all of them are connected to the dog. That's all.
And that's the problem with that is that when on a regular case, it's a one-for-one deal. On a regular example, it's a one-for-one deal.
I understand, but that's not a regular example. That's what's a funny case. If it would be a regular example, you're right. It's not a regular example. Tosfos asks an unbelievable question. Tosfos asks, I'll start off like this. What was the Gemara's suggestion? The Gemara's suggestion was, we have now 10 sheep, that should be...
Then we should have 15 and we should have
5
and 1.
One second. But didn't... So one sheep, the other one. That's not the issue. But here's the Gemara suggested like this. You have 10 sheep and 9 sheep and a dog. Now we don't know which sheep from the 10 is connected to dog. We don't know.
Right.
Says the Gemara, take one off. One you can't bring. And the other 9 sheep you mutter. We have an answer. No. The dog's worth more than all the sheep put together. Some answer like that. Right? But before we got to the answer, what was the question? Take one sheep away, and the dog should be connected that one sheep. Which sheep? The answer is, whichever one you want. It doesn't make a difference. Why not? So Marcel said, why not? Because of Brera. Brera means a retroactive determination, which one's usser. Which one's usser? Whichever one I pull out, that's the one that's usser. So that's what the Gemara says. Rashi says that, Tosa says that, right? If that's true, ask Tosa the following question. Im kain. I'm reading in Tosfos. I'm like halfway through. B'chol iser hama'urav beheter. So you have a non-kosher hot dog falls into your kosher hot dogs, right? Better yet, a piece of non-kosher meat falls into your chalent, and it's all mixed up. Says Tosfos. Nismoch abrera. Rely on brera. V'nishkol kishir ha'iser. Take out the shir of iser. V'idach lishteri, and the rest of the chalent be mutter. Interesting question. V'chein b'zvachim, shenis arvu, shor niskol, kedarmin and yamutsu. Amai, shor niskol got mixed up with other animals. Why do they all have to die? Nehi debali chayim chashivi, below batli, I get it, they're not batl. Mikol mokum, so what? Nishkol chad binayu, v'idach lishteri. Take one out, and retroactively, that's the one. We're saying it by the dog.
Because I think it's not the same thing.
So why don't we say it over here?
That they're lining up exactly. That it's one dog.
That's what the Gemara suggested.
Right.
So the Gemara wants to give a more fundamental answer. Listen to this answer. It's what he's trying to say it. I also, when I read it, I said, oh, that's such a good question. You read the answer.
It's tainted. The payment is tainted by the dog.
No. It's giving it fundamental. Omar, Mori, Harav, Mar, I don't know, Klal, Gadol, Bedinze. Devadai, listen to this. Kol Davar, Shehuvra, Ha'isr, Mitchila. That meat is Asr. The achar kach nisarev beheter, and then it falls into my chalent, right? Lo samchinan abrera. You can't rely on brera. You can't rely on brera. Kivon shinis arvu hayib iser. The whole mixture was aser. So how can we pull one piece of meat out and say that's the treifol? Maybe it's not the treifol. What kind of thing is that? Can't rely on brera. Aval hani over here taaruvos beheter. My sheep are here beheter. There's nothing usher about them. There's nothing usher about them. They're mutter sheep. I have to remove one because over there there's a dog. And the partner split it up in such a way that they only have 9 and 9, not 10 and 9. So I have to remove one. What's the isser? There is no isser. Happens to me, after I have my 10, now I have to remove one. Why do I have to remove one? Because I can't give a mechir kalif to the Beis HaMikdash. I have to remove one. That's a case of ki isser lo hayu mevura kodem tairuvaso. The isser doesn't exist at the time the tairuvas exists. In other words, I have a chalom. Then some milk falls in. Or some liquid falls in. Some treif gravy falls in. So I take some gravy out and say, oh, that's the treif gravy. I mean, it's brera. Retroactively, that's the treif gravy. How can you say that? The minute it fell in, it was usher. Here, the tairuvas is not usher. It becomes usher afterwards because I got to remove one. Then they can say brera. It's a brilliant answer.
I have a problem with that.
What? Then us, some chinan brera. Then he can rely on brera.
Do hot dogs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you go hot dogs.
What? Well, that's a separate reason.
One second.
That's because you're saying bittel berov.
100%. 100%. But you have an isser inside there.
Right.
That now, it later on, taints the entire batch of them.
Right.
And it's no different than this exact thing. At
wall no, heter. I'll tell you the difference.
One second. Wall heter. When yeah. you do the exchange, yeah. one of those is not. Is this
no, but what if you have one hot dog in your pot? And a second hot dog falls in a tray form. You only have two now.
Yeah.
So there's no bittel. So can I remove one on Al's Brera?
No.
That's Tosas' question. Why not?
It's not a one-on-one.
What?
If you have one sheep and one dog, you have the same problem.
Right.
But the only reason why you're having a question is you have was like a bunch of them now.
Right. No, but
it's one of them.
No, but the answer is that the Isser is after the Tairovas. Here, by the hot dogs, the Isser is at the same time as the Tairovas. Then you can say Brera. Here, the Isser is after the Tairovas. I have 10 sheep. There's nothing wrong with these sheep. Now I have to remove one. Now I have to remove one. After the tairuvas, after my sheep are here, I have to remove one. Why? Because the dog over there. So for some crazy reason, I have to remove one. Then he can say brera. But if the hot dog falls in, only two hot dogs. So there's no bittel. Why can't I say brera? I'll take one out. That's the treif one. I can eat this one. Brera. Can't say that. Because when the isra fell, you hear the answer?
It makes sense.
It does make sense.
According to this logic,
yeah.
If a zona accept an esnan,
yeah.
And put her herd of sheep.
Yeah.
And then she take one and bring. Are you allowed to take that or not?
No, maybe not. No, because the Isser before the Isser came
no,
at the same time.
Now.
But that's not different than hot dogs.
Exactly.
It's not different than hot dogs. That's like the only time it's ever going to apply is a case like this where there's no Isser really. You have to remove one for other reasons. What's the other reason? There's a dog included here. So that never really comes to come up.
I think we saw it. So the 10 sheep and the 9 sheep and a dog.
Yeah.
It's not shot that one sheep lines up.
Why not?
No, it definitely does. But I think the isser is why does the Torah say it's also because the dog, it's the transaction of the dog falls on the 10 sheep.
Right.
If there's a connection, it makes it disgusting or makes it. But it's not shot that it's that.
Right.
It's the whole concept of the
right.
transaction that's a
right.
problem.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Next, you have 11 minutes to finish it off. Ethnan kalav mechir zona mutter. Those crazy combinations are mutter. Amar le Rava mi parzakia le Rav Ashi. Menaha mil said the Amar Rabbanan ain't snus le behemus. So there's no snus le behema. If you said, I'm going to give a sheep if the zona spends the night with a dog. So he said, that's mutter. If she spends the night with a dog, that's mutter. Why is that mutter? Because ain't snus le behema? That must be why. It's not a zona payment. What is that? That's a payment for deviation. That's deviance. It's deviance. It's not a zona. Amalei, lo nishmat kra. Amalei lo nishmat kra, lichtov esnan zona v'kelev. But it didn't say esnan zona v'kelev. It said esnan zona mechir kelev. Tanya na mihachi, nanayin le esnan kelev v'mechir zona v'shumutarin. Hayin lo zamutar, shenemar beiz v'lo dalad. V'lo dasein mutarin, shenemar gam shneim. Heim v'lo dasein. Only them, not the children. Amar Rava, v'lad ha-nervas asura. Let's say an animal is raped by a human being. The animal is raped. And the animal was pregnant at the time. So is that Vlad mutter for a carbon? The mother's not mutter for a carbon. She was raped.
Right.
What about the baby inside the mother's room? Says Rav, it's usser. Why is it usser? Because he, Vlad, and Nivo, they were both raped. The baby inside was raped. Both of them were raped. Nogah, Vlad, it should be the word, add the word Vlad. Vlad nogacha sasura. If an animal attacks somebody, and the animal was pregnant at the time she attacked, and then the baby's born, the baby also can't be a carbon. Why? The baby also attacked. Right. Why? He, Vavada, Nanku, they both attacked. Yeah. Vlad mukse v'nevad mutter. But if Vlad, if someone worships an Avodah Zarah, that's a pregnant cow, someone worships a pregnant cow, then the cow is a baby, that cow's mutter. It's a difference. Why don't we say they worship both? My taima. Li'ime akte li'ime palchile. Because they only worship the mother.
He didn't know it was pregnant?
No. Amr of Levi. No. Mukse v'nevad usher. Ikadarmi, Vlad mukse v'nevad usher. It's usher. My taima, why is it usher? Because the fact that the cow was fatter, that made it better. More to worship. Better, fatter cows. More to worship. Of course he wanted it. If you take, don't try this at home, if you take the dung of a shor haniskel and you makadish a woman with it, it's mikudeshes. Ah, a shor haniskel is asabana. You can't be makadish a woman with a shor haniskel, it has no value. But the peresh, that does have a value. It's mutabahana. And therefore, you can recognize a woman with it. Parish egle avodah zarah ain't no mekudeshes. But the parish of an eagle from avodah zarah, you can't even recognize a woman. Why? Asabahana. By time, what's the difference? Ibai say makra, ibai say mitzvara. Ibai say mitzvara, nichale gavi avodah zarah benefiche. You want that goat to be as fat as possible. More to worship. So the dung out that comes out was something you wanted that. Therefore, it's asabahana. What's the difference? You don't care. The animal killed somebody, has to die. So I went to the bathroom. So that's not us, sir. Anybody say makra? There's a pasuk. Gabi av overs kochav mitziv. It says vayisich cherem kamohu. Kol sha'ata mehaya mimenu harayu kamohu. But it comes to avodah zarah, a special pasuk. Anything that comes out of the avodah zarah, anything part of the avodah zarah, is all usher. Gabi shor niskol kziv. It says lo yochal es pesaro. You can't eat its meat. Pesaro usher. Pirsho mutter. That would be mutter. That's right. Now, Nasan Lamos, Hare Elu Mutarin. Back to Zona. Okay, didn't have enough of it. You give her a check or cash, she can use that cash and buy a carbon. No question about it. It's a Zona payment, doesn't make a difference. However, Yayin, Yenos, wine, Shmanim, oil, Seltos, flour, Choldarva Kyotibo, Karva Gabi Mizbeach, author. Anything you give her that could be brought in the Mizbeach, she can't bring it. Money? Money's not part of the Mizbeach. So she could buy money. She could buy a carbon. If you give her an animal that you already donated for a carbon, that's mutter. Now, if it's already donated for a carbon, how are you giving it to her? The Gemara is going to ask that question. What? It's already a carbon.
You wouldn't do that if
again. So you didn't pay her then?
Exactly. The Gemara is going to say it's talking about a carbon Pesach. And you said, oh, you know what? It's Erev Pesach. You don't have any way to join in the... Hey, join in my team. Join in my group. My wife won't mind. You come in my group. That's what it means. That's what the Gemara is going to say. Ophos, birds. Hare Elu Asurin. If you give her a bird, it's also Esnan. What's also carbon, right? Shoye Badin. It's actually a Kalvachomer. And if you give her a carbon that has an animal that has a mum. Animal has a mum. So it can't be a carbon. So then there's no esan on that.
Right.
Because it can't be a carbon. Nevertheless, oaf, sh'ein mum posel bo. There's no such thing as a mum by an oaf. So ein odin, sh'lo yehei esan, the mechir chalav. So the esan shouldn't apply to a bird. Comes along the Gemara, tamad lomar, l'chol neder, lovi as a oaf, to include a oaf. Very good. Now, kol esur in l'gabi mizbeach, for the same mutarin. Anything asr to go on the mizbeach, the vlad is asr.
Mutter.
I'm sorry, the vlad is mutter. The vlad is mutter. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Vlad Trefa lo yikarv adam mizbeach, except for a Trefa is an exception. If a Trefa is able to have a baby somehow, that baby can't go on the mizbeach. Rabbi Achinid ben Tignas Omer, Kesheira sheyinaka min a Trefa, pesulu ben gabi mizbeach. If a kosher animal suckles from a non-kosher animal, that kosher animal cannot be brought as a carbon. Ineligible. All of these are going to be in the Gemara, fleshed out in the Gemara.
The question of how a Trefa can actually be...
Correct. Now, kala kajim shenasu Trefa, Any kachin that became a trefa, ain't podino, son. You don't redeem them. Can't be brought as a carbon. So do I redeem it? No, you don't wait for it to get a mum and then redeem it? No, because no one can eat it. Ain't podino, sa kachin lachila klavim. You can't redeem kachin to feed it to a dog. You have nothing to do with it. Can't eat it. Because that's a trefa. Now, Tanur Rabbanan. Nasan lachitim. What if I give the woman wheat? V'asan tells her. She makes it into flour to bring it to the base of Mikdash. Zaysim, I give her olives. Vasan, she makes it into oil. Anovim, I give her grapes. Vasan, yeah, and she makes it into wine. So can you bring that? Is that wine Esnan wine? I didn't give her wine, I gave her grapes. She made it into wine. So what's the story? Panichada, Asur and Tani Idach Mutar. It's a machlokas. Amr of Yosef, Tani Gira de Benapar. That's Asparak. This person said, Beishamai Osun is Hillel Matir. It's a machlokas Beishamai is Hillel. Beishilo Savri, Haim, Velo, Velo, to say it. Haim, Velo, Shinu Yehim. Only what you gave her, not if she changed it. So if she changed it, it's Mutar. And Beishamai Savar, Haim.
And you're not really changing it. You're
improving it.
Yeah, it's the same
thing. So, Haim, Velo, Velo, to say it. Gam, Larabos, Shinu Yehim. It says Gam. Including if he changed it. Now, well, if Beisil haktiv gam, but Beisil says gam, no, what does Beisil do with gam? Gam was Beisil akasha, okay, that's akasha. That's akasha. We don't know what Beisil does with the word gam. Tanur Rabbanan, Beis Hashem alakecha, prat lapara. What if you give an answer, what if you give a zone a paraduma? Can she bring the paraduma? The answer is yes, because she ain't ba, lebeis, lebeis, divi, rabbi, elazar. No, it's not a problem, it's not a carbon paraduma. You don't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, it's done on somewhere else, on a har zesim. So it's not a problem. Even if you give her gold, she can't even use the gold to donate, like to ornate, to make on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash or something. You can't even use the gold. Even behind the Kodesh Kedashim, where nobody ever went there, I want to lay gold down over there, and he gave her gold, she can't use that gold, is ineligible. Then we said, Nasan lo mukdash and Ela mutarin. V'yei mukdashin esnan mechir chaleh and mikal v'chomer. One second. How could mukdashin, it's a carbon? So can a carbon be an esnan or a mechir? Ma ofo shein amun posel ben esnan or mechir chaleh and a bird where there's no mum. Yet it could be esnan. So mukdashin, shamun posel behen. Mukdashin, which a mum is going to make it ineligible. Eno din she esnan or mechir chaleh. It's esnan should apply on it. How come if he gives her a carbon, there's no esnan? Why not? V'tamad lomar, l'chol ned de l'hotzi es hanadr. Now, taima de matinu kra. The reason why there's no esen is because the pasuk said so. Halo matinu kra, hav minik yov l'kedush l'chol ned esen l'mechir. One second. If not for the pasuk, I would think that if I gave her esen, if I gave her a carbon ready, that there's no esen, how can I even give her a carbon? It's not even belong to me. V'alab memonahu, it's not even mine. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. What's going on here? Arm of Hoshia, B'mimona al pischo, I let her join in my carbon Pesach. That's what I did. I let her join in my carbon Pesach. Rebbe, the Tanya, in Yimar Abayish Mios Miseh, you don't have enough people. Hachayehu Miseh, v'techichila v'lo mutei mechach. You're not allowed to sell the right to be in the group. So you can't sell such a thing. Rebbe Omer, no, af michtei mechach, you can sell it. Shemein lo b'mana achir, yimar al pischo v'achad yigaso, u'ma'osav chulin, and the money goes to Chulin. People said, listen, I have a tiny family. I don't need a whole carbon Pesach. Let me make some money. I'll join my neighbor. Can you join in with me?
You have to do more than money. Someone's got to pay for that animal.
What? So I paid for the animal because I'm a Zaris. I want to do my carbon Pesach right. Now, I don't need so much of a big carbon Pesach. I have a tiny family. So here's my neighbor to support me. Give me a check. So that's what he did with the Zona. He told the Zona, you can be in my carbon Pesach. So it's considered like a payment. But the Chiddush is, it's not an Esnan. Even though she saved herself $25, she didn't have to chip in with my carbon Pesach. I covered her. That would be an Esnan, but it's not an Esnan. That's the case.
Okay.
Okay. One second. We'll do one more minute. Where am I up to? Kol Yisur and the Gabi Mizbeach. The next thing said, all Yisur on the Mizbeach, the Vlad Zamutar. Amar Rav, Kol Yisur and the Gabi Mizbeach, Vlad Osei and Mutarin. Vatani Elo Rabbi Elazar, Oser. You know, we have to stop here. It's too complicated. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow the last case. All right, we'll pick up tomorrow by the two dots. Everybody have a very good day.